Forest fires are ravaging the western U.S., burning more than 1.5 million acres in 12 states. Wildfire smoke is so extensive, it has created hazy sky conditions here in Pennsylvania and as far east as New York State. Firefighters are struggling to respond to the changing fire situation, including weather forecasts that do little to improve the poor conditions in the drought-stricken states. How vulnerable is Pennsylvania to wildfire risk, and what resources does the state have to combat the threat to forest and to residents? Joining us is Mike Kern. He's the Bureau of Forestry's Division of Forest Fire Protection Chief within the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Mike Kern, welcome to the program. First of all, I'm just curious, Mike, what do you think when you see those devastating fires in the West?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me. Appreciate being on here. I think what strikes me when I see those fires a lot of times is, you know, how would we feel if that something of that magnitude happened here in Pennsylvania? That's my perspective on it, but you know, I don't think folks here on the East Coast often realize what citizens in the West have to deal with in the summer with these large fires that occur pretty regularly right now.
When you say you think about what that would do here in Pennsylvania, I mean, it almost seems that we in Pennsylvania think of this as strictly a Western United States issue, and the conditions are much different. But is there potential for that kind of fire, those kind of wildfires here in Pennsylvania?
Yes, there is, and I guess that's, I think, what I think of. You know, when people hear the word wildfires, they often think of California. You know, that's the first thing that comes to mind. A lot of fires, you know, that are on the media, in the media, in the national media, and I think it's a different situation here. You know, if anybody who's spent some time in the West, even on vacation or anything, it's a much more arid climate. There's also these vast expanses with a lot less population, and lots of federal lands that are public, and state lands that are public too, and so it's just it's kind of the flip side of Pennsylvania. You know, we have a more temperate climate. We get a lot of rain here. You know, if you go 3 or 5 days without rain here, people start to complain it's getting dry. But even normal weather in the West in the summer, it's not going to rain for a couple months probably. So they depend on things like snowpack and rain in the fall and spring to kind of keep their groundwater up. But, you know, in the summer, it's going to be dry there, so...
But
that's the big difference. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say, I want to get back to my original question. Is there the potential for Pennsylvania to have a major wildfire?
Yes, the potential's here. I think the difference here is our probability is probably a little bit lower with our weather, but you know, I've heard a saying anybody in the country could have a wildfire problem if they go 4 weeks without rain or, you know, below normal precipitation. So we have a fair number of wildfires here in Pennsylvania. They're often small and put out quickly by our local first responders. But the potential is here that, you know, with the wrong weather conditions and extended periods of drought, that we could have some fairly significant wildfires that I think would, you know, open a lot of people's eyes.
Mm-hmm. When you say that we have had, I know DCNR put out a release just a few weeks ago about the number of fires, how many acres were burned. You know, what are we looking at in a year's time as far as number of wildfires and number of acres that are touched?
So we've had approximately 1,300 wildfires reported in the state this calendar year, which is, you know, a little bit above average as far as number of fires. Our acres burned, though, is only about 3,000. So, you know, that's a big difference between the millions of acres that can burn in the western states. It's we have a lot of fires. They're just usually smaller. You know, we have a lot more people that can respond and put them out. There's a lot of volunteer fire departments in Pennsylvania. I think Pennsylvania actually is near the top in the nation with number of fire departments that we have. So there's people here that respond to fires quickly usually and put them out. And then, you know, if we do have dry weather, it's probably going to rain in a few days. I'm not trying to diminish the risk, but you know, our weather is just a lot more changeable here. So we often don't get these fires that drag on for weeks and weeks or even months, as some of the western states have to deal with.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about wildfires in Pennsylvania. Our guest is Mike Kern, Bureau of Forestry's Division of Forest Fire Protection Chief within the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 1-800-729-7532. Send an email to smarttalk@witf.org. On Twitter, we are at SmartTalkWITF. Again, that phone number, 1-800-729-7532. You know, Mike, something I was thinking about as we were talking is maybe we should define what a wildfire is. Most people probably know what it looks like, and most people probably get their idea from television and what they're seeing out west. But how is a wildfire defined?
It varies a little bit from state to state, but you know, here we define wildfires as any uncontrolled fire that's burning in essentially natural fuels. So anything in forest, brush, grass, dry leaves, that a fire that's, you know, not wanted or not intended to be there and it's burning uncontrolled at the time, you know, somebody observes it. So that's essentially what a wildfire is here. It's pretty, you could use that definition, you know, I'd say across the country as a general definition.
You just touched on some of the conditions that are, you know, good potential for wildfires here in Pennsylvania. Talk about those. What are the conditions that have to exist here in Pennsylvania to make wildfires more abundant or to happen more often?
Yeah, so if you get down to the basics of fire as, you know, kind of a combustion process, it takes three things: heat, oxygen, and fuel to burn. So you know, the fuel is anything, you know, in case of wildfires, natural vegetation, leaves, brush, grass, that sort of thing. Oxygen obviously comes from the environment and in the air, and then the heat is from the spark or whatever the ignition source is. So those three things have to come together. We like to say hot, dry, and windy is the conditions that are more dangerous for fire. So if the temperature's up, the fuels are, the things that can burn are warmer and they're hotter, so they're closer to their ignition point, and then dry, if the air is dry, so the humidity is low, or if you watch the weather, they'll talk about the dew point. The lower that is, the drier your fuels and things that can burn are going to be. And then wind is the other thing, especially, you know, the spring and sometimes the fall here, it can get quite windy. And those winds can really actually push the flames and make the fire expand more rapidly.
Actually,
hot, dry, windy is what we look for.
Especially here in Pennsylvania, what I was going to say is that, you know, conditions you just described especially occur in the spring and the fall. Isn't that correct?
Yes. The peak of our fire season here in Pennsylvania is actually in the spring, usually from March to May. Anytime the snow melts at that time the vegetation here is still dormant from the winter, so the trees aren't green, the grass isn't green, and it's essentially that dead vegetation is what can catch on fire, or dormant vegetation. And that occurs here in the spring most often, but then it can also occur in the fall again, as as you think about the seasons in Pennsylvania, when the leaves turn colors, they're, you know, they're eventually going to turn brown and drop off the trees, and then your lawn kind of goes dormant. The grass and fields, all that kind of goes dormant for the winter. So it can be available to burn again up until, you know, we usually get snow, which is often Christmas or into January at some time.
So how do most wildfires in Pennsylvania start? How do they get their beginning?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit interesting here in Pennsylvania, and the dynamic's different. Another difference than out west, most of our fires, actually the vast majority, are started by people. And that can be from a number of sources or any kind of human activity. You know, people think of campfires or smoking or some other type of spark, but over half of our fires are started by people who are usually burning at their residence. Often we call it debris burning, but they're burning either yard waste or trash or some other type of, you know, like spring cleanup. They want to get rid of their leaves. And if you do that on the wrong day, when it's hot, dry, or windy, you know, that fire can quickly get out of control and get away from your ability to keep it under control.
So I would imagine that prevention and education is a big part of what you're trying to do, I sound like Smokey Bear, to prevent forest fires.
Yes, the, you know, as you, I like to think, you know, we're dealing with human-caused wildfires here, so we always have a potential for fires, and that's kind of the challenge. Anytime it's dry, we can have wildfires in Pennsylvania because we have people here to cause them. We're not waiting on like a lightning storm to come through and when it's dry and causes issues. So prevention is a big part. If people cause fires, then we can, you know, try to educate people and stop them from causing fires, or at least get them to be more careful when they're using fire.
You mentioned lightning. In the West, because the conditions are so dry and hot during this time of year, lightning has started many of those fires. Does it happen here? Does it happen in Pennsylvania that lightning can start some of the fires?
We do have some fires started by lightning. I looked at our statistics for this year. Only two of those fires were caused by lightning. So, you know, two out of 1,300, if you do the math, it's a pretty low percentage. But we do have some. It's usually if you have a period of dry weather and then you have some thunderstorms roll through, you could have maybe a few fires started by lightning. But generally, when we get thunderstorms here in Pennsylvania, they're accompanied by pretty heavy rains, and those rains often put out the fires. If you spend some time in the mountains out west and you watch a thunderstorm roll through or a front, a lot of that rain that you can see falling doesn't always reach the ground. The air is just so dry, it doesn't rain, or there's not a lot of moisture with those weather systems. So when there's a drought and you have that lightning with little rain, it's a pretty ready-made ignition source.
Climate change is being identified as a major factor the last few years for the fires in the West. Have we seen climate change contribute to changes in Pennsylvania's forest that possibly could lead to more forest fires, or maybe just talk about climate change overall in our forest?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing here in Pennsylvania is I feel like we've experienced more rain and more wet weather, maybe than more dry weather, which is, you know, kind of opposite of the West. And I don't know if that's just anecdotal or if that's real change that's occurring, but we've certainly had some pretty wet periods. I think 2019 was one of the wettest years on record in Pennsylvania. So it's maybe been the opposite, but then, you know, I can also recall recently in 2020, we had some pretty long stretches of dry weather, even in the spring of 2021. So it's it just seems like there's more extremes. And then that that can be challenging because at times you're really wet and people kind of forget about wildfires. And then if it just stops raining for a couple months, you're back into the dryness again. So it's almost like it's a roller coaster, and you're always trying to deal with changing conditions.
You had a caller here, and I won't be able to have time to get to Harold, but he was going to talk about a fire on South Mountain near Mount Holly Springs in the 20s that was a large fire. We have had large fires in Pennsylvania over the years, but we only have about a minute or so left. What would you like to leave a message? Could you leave a message with Pennsylvanians about trying to prevent forest fires or wildfires?
Yeah, I think it's, just that idea that, people cause fires here in Pennsylvania, so people can prevent them. And we, even on small fires here in Pennsylvania with our population, any small fire can threaten your property or your neighbors or their lives or their children or, whatever, their homes. So we just really encourage people, if you're going to burn or you're going to be careful, think about the day, watch the weather that morning, make sure it's not going to be hot, dry, or windy. And just pay attention to your surroundings and what you're doing. Have an area cleared and make sure that you're prepared, if you are going to burn, to keep that contained and not to let it escape.
Mike Kern is Bureau of Forestry's Division of Forest Fire Protection Chief within the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Mike, thank you very much for being with us today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.